Right now it's 8:25 on a Wednesday morning. The streets of Cincinnati are deserted. The police suspect foul play. And speaking of foul play, dig this.
At Hutchins Community Hospital, we care about you. From the cradle to the grave.
Good morning, Johnny. Listen, you got any questions at all about the new contest?
Oh, no, I got your memo all about it, and I've been plugging it since I went on.
Hey, listen. How did you get Carlson to give you the prize money for this contest?
Well, man, it took me a month, but I finally did it. I told him about an article I'd read in one of the trade magazines. Mm-hmm. How the psychologist drew a parallel between a station manager's contest budget and his virility.
So he gave you a blank check.
Something like that.
At Hutchins Community Hospital, where malpractice is rapidly becoming a thing of the past.
So be sure to ask about those Hutchins gift certificates for the man who's contracted everything. Say, we'll be diving right back into the music with the OJs in just a minute. But first, I want to tell you one more time about the incredible WKRP Mystery Music Contest, where you can win $5,000 in cash. That's right, we're talking about it, sweethearts. $5,000, and the contest starts this Friday. So tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your creditors.
$5,000? The prize is not $5,000. You read the memo wrong. It's $50. $5,000 is the contest budget for the whole entire year.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP. Packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be. Just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Travis, I just heard on the radio. Are we really giving away $5,000?
No, Herb, no, we're not. That was a mistake. It was supposed to be $50.
Oh. Well, I bet you're really in big trouble with the big guy now, huh?
I guess I am.
Well, I...
Hey, Andy, Mr. Carlson just called. He'd like to see you as soon as he gets in.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Well, what are you going to do now?
Well, I think I'm on to something here. I'm going to see if Johnny and Venus have any ideas. You wouldn't happen to have any,
Are you?
Yeah, right.
Oh, hi, Herb.
Hi, Billy.
I guess you heard of the contest.
Oh, yeah, a real mess, huh?
Yeah, Jennifer said that Mr. Carlson was talking about firing everybody involved.
Oh, that's a real pity.
Yeah.
Real pity.
$5,000. $5,000.
Oh. Mr. Carlson.
What?
You're being childish about this.
I am not. Boy, is this going to make my mama mad?
Mistakes happen.
Mistakes? Do you know what this is like?
What?
This is like losing Pete Rose.
Oh, come on now, Mr. Carlson. It's not that bad.
Yes, it is.
Mr. Carlson. Pete's gone, but life must go on.
But Philadelphia? Why Philadelphia?
Oh. Mind if I come in? Mr. Carlson?
Yes?
Look, for what it's worth, I'm really sorry.
You know, mistakes happen.
Yeah, but I can't help but feel responsible.
Well, nobody's perfect. You're not perfect, I'm not perfect. Jennifer maybe, but nobody else.
Well, you know, I still went ahead and wrote up my resignation.
Thanks, and good luck in Philadelphia.
Mr. Carlson.
Oh, good afternoon, Travis. Just put your envelope on the desk.
What?
Johnny just resigned.
Oh? Yeah, well, I tried to talk him out of it, but... Oh, he won't listen. Where's your envelope?
I don't have one.
Look, sir, Venus and I think we got a way out of this thing.
Well, I don't care.
What?
Mr. Carlson, please listen to Andy.
No.
Do you want to lose 5,000 bucky wookies?
Well, okay. But I wasn't acting like a baby.
I know you weren't.
Will you get off of my desk? All right, now what's the idea?
Look, sir, all we gotta do is make the contest so hard that no one can possibly win it.
Huh. Look, we cut together some songs so close nobody can guess them. And after 2 weeks, we announce that the contest is over. No winner.
We keep the money.
You got it.
You know, Venus, you're a credit to your... credit to...
Profession.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for right there. Okay. But if this doesn't work, you're all fired.
Hey, it'll work, bro.
Yeah? Okay. We'll see.
All right, one more thing. What about Johnny's resignation?
Well, it looks like you're off the hook, Fever. Once more, you have cheated the Grim Reaper. Here you go. Get him out of here.
Is it in straight? It's got to be straight.
Yeah, it's in straight.
Yeah, but put it right up against the edge.
It's up against the edge, man.
Hi.
Bailey.
Oh, man, you don't know nothing about splicing tape.
Just leave me alone, okay?
Yeah, but we've been in here 2 hours. You've only made 4 cuts.
Just leave me alone.
Look, man, our job's riding on this.
You don't think I know that?
Oh, the fool just cut himself.
I'm hemorrhaging. I'm hurt bad.
Well, let me see.
I'm feeling faint.
Let me see it.
Oh, be gentle with me.
I don't see anything.
Oh? Oh, he ain't hurt. He just can't cut tape.
Here, let me do it.
You know how to do this?
Yeah. I learned editing in journalism school.
College graduate. Well, you never went to college.
Hey, man, I went through Princeton.
I'll bet.
I did. Was in a car.
A squad car, actually. Very, very educational.
Here, it's finished.
Hey.
I don't usually like using my manual skills. I mean, I think that it's demeaning for a woman who is aspiring to a managerial level alongside her male co-workers. Yes.
Knock it off, okay? All right, here we go, dudes and ducesses. Name these songs and win $5,000. It's as easy as that.
What?
What do you think?
Is that it? Is that all?
Yeah, what's wrong with it?
Well, I mean, Venus, that's just not fair. Nobody could name those tunes.
Exactly.
WKRP, Cincinnati.
Okay, it's 8:30 in the morning, and Mrs. Jean Kleppner of Covington has an appointment with the doctor to examine her musical ear to the tune of $5,000. Are you ready to play, Mrs. Kleppner?
I think so.
Okay. Mrs. Kleppner, you win $5,000 if you can name in order the 6 tunes I'm going to play for you now.
What?
Okay, Mrs. Kleppner? Now that shouldn't be too hard, should it? Okay, here we go. For $5,000, name those songs.
Can I say hello to my mother in Norwood?
The songs, Mrs. Kleppner?
Oh, well, here goes. Too Wild to Tame by the Boys, Tumbling Dice by the Stones, YMCA by the Village People, Donka Shane by Wayne Newton, and I think the National Anthem.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Kleppner, but you're way off.
Well, I'm not really up on today's music. Anyway, I usually listen to another station.
Yeah, I know. It's a good idea. Listen, thanks a lot, Mrs. Kleppner, and better luck next time. Bye-bye.
What are you laughing about? She got 5 out of 6.
No, we're in big trouble, man.
Just don't panic. It was just a fluke.
My life is a fluke.
Okay, let me see. I'll tell you what. Take another contestant right now. We'll confuse him.
Good. Confusion's good. Okay, we had such a good time with Mrs. Kleppner there that we've decided to go right ahead and call another contestant immediately for the big $5,000 giveaway here. So, I'm walking into the specially constructed stainless steel vault. I'm looking deeply down into the big postcard bin, and I'm withdrawing one of the many thousands of postcards that have been flooding the station since we started this contest. And it looks like we're going to be calling Mr. Donald Pasola of Mount Auburn. I sure hope he's home.
What is
it? Hello there. Is this Donald Pasola? Mr. Pasola, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Great.
What is it?
Well, this is Dr. Johnny Fever from WKRP, and your name has been drawn from our lucky postcard bin. You've got a shot at winning $5,000. Are you ready to play?
Yeah, what the hell?
Okay, Mr. Pasola, for $5,000, name these six songs.
What?
Okay, Don, how about it? Are you ready to name those songs?
Too Wild to Tame, The Boys.
Uh-huh.
Double of Dice, Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm.
YMCA, Village People.
Uh-huh.
Douglas Shade, Wayne Newton.
Uh-huh.
Straight On, My Heart.
Uh-huh.
National Anthem, by Francis Scott Key.
Congratulations, Mr. Pasola. You just won $5,000.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. $5,000. I tell you what, we're going to put Mr. Pasola on hold here, but, you know, there's no holding back when it comes to Eric Clapton. You know, I really enjoyed working here. Hey, look, maybe the cough will get to Pasola first.
Les, sit down. You have any idea of what's going on around here?
No.
Travis has made a big mistake. A $5,000 mistake, and you know what that means?
No.
I'll tell you. You're the news director, Les. I'm the sales manager. We used to be big shots around here before Carlson hired Travis. But now we're nobodies.
We are.
Especially you. Sure. But this is our chance to take over again.
How?
Well, you know how much I like Travis. I don't have to tell you that. But what if he had to go? I mean, just what if?
I don't think I want to hear any
more. You see, there's a lot more going on around here, Les, than you realize. The whole world is in revolution, and not just here, but everywhere. And you know who's at war?
No.
It's the dungarees versus the suits, Les. The whole world is in two armed camps. Over here we have the dungarees, and over here the suits. Remember the riots in the 60s? It was the dungarees versus the suits, and the Watergate. Those guys arrested were wearing dungarees, and who suffered for it?
The suits.
Exactly.
But there were issues, Herb.
The issues, Les, were a smokescreen. Now listen. When a son disobeys his father, what's he wearing?
The son? Dungarees.
And what's the father got on?
Probably a suit.
Do you see what I mean, Les?
Yeah.
And do you know what's worse?
What?
The fathers are beginning to wear dungarees, too.
That's right.
And so are the mothers.
It's just like the body snatchers.
Exactly. The body snatchers. The dungarees are forcing the suits right off the face of this earth.
Ooh.
But we can't allow this to happen.
What can we do, Herb?
Sit down. I mean, sit down. We gotta get tough. I've got an idea that'll turn this whole thing to our advantage. Get us back some of the jobs that we used to handle around here. I mean, Travis cannot cut us out of everything.
I'm with you, Herb.
Good. Let's go see the big guy.
Herb?
Yeah.
Do you know who I think is behind all this?
Who?
Levi Strauss.
Could be.
You know, Jennifer, Les Nessman was in here just yesterday, and I think he's put his finger right on it.
You know, Mr. Carlson, I think I should get back to the phone.
No, Jennifer, now just stay and talk. Nobody's going to call us.
Okay.
Let's say that a crime has been committed. Huh? Huh? And just for the sake of argument, let's say that the criminal's been caught. Uh-huh. All right. And 9 times out of 10, what kind of pants is that guy going to be wearing? Well, Jennifer, I've certainly enjoyed this little chat.
Well, thank you. So have I.
Oh, I'm sorry. May I see you a second?
I'll just go mull this over.
You do that. You find it darn interesting.
Johnny wants to pay back the $5,000.
Really?
Where's the money?
Hey, come on now. What's it? There's only $12.50.
That's right. He can't afford to pay it all at once. So he's going to pay $12.50 a month until he gets it all paid off.
How many months is that?
400.
Well, what are we talking in years?
33.
Are you smart, Alec?
Oh, look, it's a gesture. You know what I mean.
Sure. I made a gesture myself. Put her back in charge of promotion and Les back in charge of station publicity.
I do that.
No, not anymore. Your job is to program the music that goes on this station and keep those other dungarees in line.
Dungarees?
Oh, come on. Don't pretend you don't know what I'm talking about.
Hold on. Wait a minute, Mr. Carl. Herb and Les? Herb and Les don't know what they're doing.
Well, then how come it was Herb and Les that came up with the idea to give that $5,000 prize away to Mr. Pasola in cash?
In cash?
Hey, yes, sir, Rebop. We've been promoting it all morning on the air.
We're all set, big guy. $5,000 in cash.
Hey, you guys shouldn't have that kind of money sitting around.
Travis, don't rain on our parade.
Mr. Pasola just called from downstairs. He's coming up early.
Oh, no.
His wife's in the hospital.
So what?
I better go call the photographers.
Yeah, I'll get things set up out here.
Herb!
Right.
Aren't those boys on the ball?
This is Tarlick, Herb Tarlick.
How do you do?
Mr. Carlson, this is Mr. Pasola.
Oh, Mr. Pasola, how do you do?
I'm fine. Look, I'm really sorry about coming up early, but my wife's in the hospital.
Oh, no.
That prize money is going to pay for the whole operation.
No kidding. Now, isn't it nice how these things work out? Huh?
Oh, maybe we could come by the hospital later and get some publicity photos.
Les, that's a wonderful idea.
Ooh.
There were supposed to be some photographers here now.
That's all right, Herb. We can tape the whole ceremony for my 12 o'clock news show.
All right.
All right, let's do it.
Les Nessman, take one. Start.
Mr. Pasola, as manager of WKRP, it is my joyous pleasure to present you with this $5,000 cash prize to help pay the hospital expenses for your wife's... What was her operation for? For your wife's operation. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Say something. Right.
WPRK is my favorite radio station. I listen to it all the time.
How's that?
Can we fix that?
Fix what?
Well, I really have to be going. Thanks again.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh, Johnny, this is Mr. Pasola. Mr. Pasola, this is Dr. Johnny Fever.
Pleasure.
Oh, pleasure's all mine. Listen, you really know your music.
Thank you. Look, I really have to be going.
Listen, I'll walk down to the car with you.
Okay.
How's that cough?
My what?
Your cough.
It's better. Much, much better.
Man, son of a gun, you guys did a beautiful job today. I think we've proved
it. I'm here for the money.
What money?
The prize, buddy.
Wait just one moment here, dungaree. What are you trying to pull off?
I was told to be here at 11:30, and it's 11:30, and I'm here.
Call the cops.
No cops. Look, I'm Don Pasola, I swear. I brought my birth certificate and my wallet and everything. I figured you guys wouldn't be dumb enough to just give away $5,000 without asking for identification.
Travis! Travis!
Hey, what's going on?
Well, the way I see it, there was this con man, you see, and he knew about this whole thing, and so he wanted to get here before you did, and, well, to make a long story short, this man and I have just been fired.
Herb! Les! You're fired.
See?
You know, that guy knows less about music than you two.
Hi.
I think you owe me $12.50.
This is the Doctor, and this morning the giant WKRP giveaway continues. Last week I gave away $5,000. This week the prize, an actual tube of lip gloss. That's right. If you're the 47th caller to correctly describe the undershorts...